Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Colley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. It's always interesting and fun reading. Dr. B, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a very good mood, Tony. How does that sound? Positive, uplifting today.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds great. I'll have a cup of coffee and you, and I'll be good to go. I want to talk to you about something. We can't get any answers to the question I'm going to ask you. We have talked with the owners of the apartment complex where the fires broke out near near campus. The Cedar Village apartments. We have talked with law enforcement and political officials from East Lansing. We have talked with folks from MSU as well as students from MSU. And Dr. Braccio, no one has the answer when it comes to what do you do to keep students from this type of behavior, because it's been going on for a couple of decades now after celebrations at MSU. What's your take on that?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think I'm kind of taking a little different look at this. Obviously, first of all, if there's vandalism, if people are already being destructive, things like that are really bad. If there's something that's going on that's just become something people do and it's not dangerous, now those are a lot of ifs, then I think it's just something people are going to do, okay? On the other hand, you have to wonder, at least I do, if it's within a certain region, why there isn't, why the police really aren't available right as something like that is starting. That's the only thing I kind of wondered about a little bit recently, because it seems it's in the same area where these things occur. And maybe better thing to do would be, and this may be going on, Tony, you asked me what I think. I just wonder if there's enough of a movement there of the police really keeping an eye on exactly what is going on. That's a very active police department in East Lansing. I've never heard anybody ever say that there's a lack of policing in that area. But it does seem strange that during some of those events, those fires, those things occur, and there's no way to preempt it or stop it. So it does. It's a perplexing thing, because this has been going on, like you said, for decades, and it just seems to kind of happen. I've talked to some students about this, and their feeling is that, well, you know, if it's really not destructive or violent or whatever, it's kind of what they do. Now, that's not an approval. I'm just saying I don't see a lot of real negativity from students. And, of course, most of them really aren't involved. It's just some that go over there. But it would appear if it's a relatively small area that there would be kind of a lot more walking police through that area, and maybe immediately stopping something if it's seen, rather than kind of observing and trying to keep it under control. So it's definitely a dilemma, but it's not a new dilemma. It's been something that's been going on for many, many years.
Yeah, I find this a bit interesting. I've got a couple boys. One of them will be hitting college in about 5.5 years. I can remember when I was a fraternity guy, I was a member of the Tau Kappa Epsilon fraternity, and I can remember a couple different times when guys were about to get in fights or about to do things that were real stupid. And I can remember me and a buddy just picking them right up, putting them into the car, and taking them to their house. I guess I still can't understand why someone would want to destroy, be destructive.
Well, see, I understand that, Tony. You can certainly argue that isn't true. I think the thing that I would like to see is how many people are doing this. And I think a lot of people are observing. It's kind of like a fire. If there's a fire, a lot of people go and look at it. Because I've already done a lot of thinking, just like you have, every year, every couple of years, whatever, when this happens, you think to yourself, well, how could that be going on? People taking something out and burning it, and no one's stopping them. Obviously, you don't have people stopping them. And obviously, the police don't stop them. So the only thing I've been able to think of, in addition to telling people that's pretty silly and potentially dangerous and destructive thing and something you can get yourself in trouble for doing, would be a more active police presence in terms of patrolling, going around. But I also would be curious, what percent of them are actually MSU students, because I do remember in years past, one of the complaints was that there were people coming in from all over for these events. Like you began your statement here, there really are a lot of questions that no one seems to know the answer, which really is surprising after so many years of the same event happening over and over again.
You know, I'm just trying to get at the core of why these students behave this way. I interviewed Josh Thornhill, the former great Michigan State middle linebacker, and he once told me about a party that he went to, and he could see that it was about to get out of hand. So he left. A little later on, a dispute occurred. Mateen Cleaves, the basketball player, was there. He got caught up in the middle of that when he was trying to break an altercation up that had happened there. But Thornhill was made the choice. You know what? He could foresee what was coming. And yeah, I guess I'm trying to get at the core of why students don't make better choices like that.
Okay. I think a lot of students do, Tony. Mm-hmm. Again, I'd have to look. How many people really were out doing this? How many were observing? Because I think there's a lot of people that go out in celebration. They're just not out burning or destroying things. We've had things in the past where cars have been turned over and there have been things much worse. This seemed to be something, again, as I can only go by what I'm reading, I wasn't out there, okay? It seems there were certain things going on. There were some burning, some things, but it didn't appear there was a lot of violence. There weren't really a lot of arrests in that case. They're looking for certain people, and they may have found them already. But it does seem that there does need to be a plan to have this not stop. Otherwise, it looks like it will just continue another 10, 20 years, and you'll have people clearly not even going out that night with the idea of something happening. On the other hand, you're always going to have people out going around if there's a big night, and that's just human nature. That's what students do. The main thing is to try to make sure it doesn't occur. But it is perplexing and a dilemma how something can be said, don't do that, or you can't do that, and then there they are doing it. One time, after another. So there clearly needs to be a better plan in place for what is being done. Now, in fairness, there may be a plan that's eliminating more violence or more destruction than might have occurred in the past. But clearly there is a need to have a plan to have it not happen or absolutely minimize it. It is very perplexing and not good for the reputation of the community.
Dr. John Braccio, the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Bye-bye.